الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, invitation towards goodness. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Rizvi, Ziyai, Damat Barakatum Aliya, mentions in his famous book Faizan Sunnat, in the chapter Faizan Durood Salam, quotes a beautiful hadith mubarak. The Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that decorate your mahafils, your gatherings, by reciting Durood Salawat upon me. Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that Durood and Salawat recited my favor will be a nur for you on Qiyamah inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad. Today inshallah we're going to discuss about the great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Hazrat Imam Auza'i rahmatullahi ta'ala. Imam Auza'i rahmatullahi, once he said to the people, O people, by means of worldly favors, protect yourself from the heart burning fire of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, you are living at such a home, this dunya, where even a long stay is actually a short stay. You have been sent here for a fixed period of time as successors of those who turn towards the beauties and charms of the world. They cut even the mountains and rocks. They live longer than you. And they were taller than you. They left great signs in the world. Despite all of this, they were all soon forgotten and the signs were erased. Their houses were demolished and there is no one to mention about them now. You neither see them nor do you listen to them. They had relied on false hopes and spent days and nights in negligence, in heedlessness. Then divine retribution was inflicted on them at night, adab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, leaving them lying on their faces in their homes in the morning. Those survived could not do nothing except only looking, seeing in astonishment. Loss of favors of Allah azza wa jal, and houses were demolished. This serves as a lesson to those who fear the adab and has khawf-e-khuda in their hearts. Now your life is very short, says this great pious personality, rahmatullahi ta'ala. The world is fleeing. In the present age, tolerance, forgiveness and politeness seems to have disappeared. All that is left behind is mud of evils, horrors, signs of adab, storms of sins, earthquakes, tsunamis, grief, despair, and wicked successes. The evil effects of their misdeeds have emerged in land and sea. You must not follow those who spend lives fulfilling their desires and were duped with long hopes. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He includes us amongst those who keep their vow, recognize their actual abode, and always be prepared for it. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habib Allah. My dear time, and views of Madani Channel. What a beautiful, spiritually enlightening, God-fearing Madani pools our Imam Auza'i rahmatullah that has given us. Just listening to this, speech, heart touching speech, subhanallah azza wa jalla, we feel his ishq and love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a great scholar of Islam, Imam Sahib, rahmatullah, a great mufti and a well-known imam of Sham, Syria. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, he rahmatullah ta'ala, issued 70,000 fatawa and was amongst the tabataba'een. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, this was Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Auza'i rahmatullah ta'ala. Further, he says that once I was in the world of dreams, and I was blessed with seeing Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in my dream, in my khab. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, "Oh Abdul Rahman, it is you who call the people towards righteousness and prevent them from evil." I humbly said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Oh Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my merciful Allah Azza wa Jal, yes, it is only by your grace that I am able to do that. Oh my Allah Azza wa Jal, keep me steadfast in Iman at the time of my departure of the world." Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said in Sunnah also, Allahu Akbar, in following the lifestyle also, Allah Azza wa Jalla accept his special dua, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive us for his sake, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Imam said, Imam Auza'i rahmatullah lived in Beirut, Lebanon, today's time. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, one day he entered a hammam, a place of bathing in Beirut, and the owner of hammam locked up the place and went away. After a few days, when he came and he opened up, he found that Sayyidina Imam, our Imam rahmatullah ta'ala, had passed away. And how he passed away? Allahu Akbar. My dear members and viewers of Malin Channel, listen carefully. He found him lying on the ground, facing towards Qibla, and his right hand under his cheek. Subhanallah, in Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And mashallah azza wa jalla, our Imam Auza'i rahmatullahi ta'ala died in the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Teri sunnato pe chal kar meri rooh jab nikal kar, teri sunnato pe chal kar meri rooh jab nikal kar, chal tum gale lagana, chal tum gale lagana, madani madine wale, madani madine wale. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala is following the path of your sunnah. When my soul is taken, Ya Rasulullah sallam, when my soul is being taken out, Ya Rasulullah sallam, embrace me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah azza wa jal, my dear standards and views of Madani Channel. Look at this great Imam, rahmatullahi ta'ala. MashaAllah, his ishq for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. His life was spent on this work of neki ki da'wat, the call towards righteousness, invitation towards goodness. And MashaAllah, his entire lifespan was in the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. His every action was in the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu, so much of ishq that subhanallah azza wa jal, when a person finds the blessed body of Imam rahmatullahi alayhi, finds him facing Qibla with his hands under his cheekbone, according to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How lucky these ashikane Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasalam are. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower his special mercy upon him. And may Allah azza wa jalla forgive us for his sake. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us death with iman at the feet of our beloved Rasul alayhi salam in Madinatul Munawwara. under the beautiful shadow of Gumbad-e-Khazra. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us a place of burial in Jannat al-Baqi. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the neighborhood of our beloved Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Now inshaAllah, my dear Islamic viewers of Money Channel, we are going to listen about a narration from this book chapter, from the chapter of the call to righteousness. It's mentioned about one Islamic brother. He lived in an area called Malir in Bab al-Madina, Karachi. And he stated that, unfortunately, I had fallen in love with a girl, which took me towards the dark cave of sins, guna. One day, I heard she was going to be married to someone else. So the news made my life disastrous. Eventually, like thousands of unsuccessful lovers playing into the hands of shaitan, I also became a drug addict. I used to drink wine, take opium, heroin. In fact, there would hardly be any intoxicant which I had not taken. Wrongfully. I've taken it wrongly, assuming it to be the means of satisfaction of my heart. I used to be extremely dejected and frustrated. And na'udhu billah, even made attempts of committing suicide many times. I tried to kill myself. I drank chemicals. I drank petrol. Even acid. But my death had not arrived. How great was the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla? How great was the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala despite all my countless sins? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did not close the door of mercy upon me. One day, I met a devotee of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Allahu Akbar. His politeness, his mahabbat, his courtesy gave me such a great zest for life. I was amazed. So on the 29th of Shaban al-Mu'azzam, 1427, about 2006, by the blessing of his infidi koshish, Muballigh Dawat Islami, his individual effort, I had the privilege of attending the Ijtama in the Global Madani Markaz of Dawat Islami, Faizani Madina, Bab al-Madina, Karachi. And subhanAllah, he says, I was amazed by the spiritually uplifting atmosphere in this masjid. And seeing the Islamic brothers wearing the green turbans and the white Madani suits, I was very delighted and my iman was refreshed. I attended the 30-day i'tikaf held in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. I, the sinful person, was blessed with keeping fast in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And by the blessings of the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, I got rid of all the craves for the love of the filthy thoughts. I adorned my face with a beautiful sunnah beard, and the head with a beautiful sunnah turban, and the body with a beautiful sunnah conforming clothing. I also became regular in offering my 5-time salah. At this time of writing this account, he says, I'm taking part in the Madani activities, trying to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Gunahon se mujhko bachaya ilahi, gunahon se humko bachaya ilahi, buri aadatein bhi churaya ilahi. رکھتے بھی چھرایا الہی محبت میں اپنی گمایا الہی محبت میں اپنی گمایا الہی نہ پاؤں میں اپنا پتایا الہی نہ پاؤں میں اپنا پتایا الہی. سبحان اللہ عز و جل ودی برکہ اینڈ بلیسنگز آف مدنی انوائرمنٹ آف دعوت اسلامی. Their lives have been changed totally upside down. A total Madani revolution. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have experienced not thousands, not hundreds of thousands, millions of Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters have changed their lives. But Islam, did you see how the lover burning in the fire of romantic love was inspired to join the Madani environment of Dawud Islami and was blessed with the devotion to the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wasallam as a result of infadi koshish by a muballigh? It was only by the grace of Allah that he got rid of it. Otherwise, one indulging in it once really finds a way of escape. He's stuck. And these days, romantic love and all these type things have become an order. It's an infatuation. And the main cause of this is because people have the lack of Islamic knowledge. And they're far away from religious environment. This is the reason for the cause of the flood of sins everywhere. Watching love stories, dramas on TV, VCR, internet, reading novels, monthly magazine, digest, romantic fictions, all these type of things, they make you feel desirous towards these things. I say today, it's said by our pious, that what the eyes admire is the heart desire. What the eyes admire is the heart desire. And what the heart desire is the body desire. Whole day we are watching dancing. Whole day we are listening to music. Whole day we are watching about alcohol and drugs and clubs and music and dancing. If you are watching all the time, then the body becomes, heart becomes used to it. The eye becomes used to it. The heart becomes used to it. The body becomes used to it. The body is always desiring, nafs is always looking towards to go towards these type of sinful activities. So it's attraction. Nafs of shaitan. It's attraction. He wants to take you away from the dhikr of Allah. He wants to take you away from the remembrance of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why people who are involved in these type of activities, they don't want to come near masjid. They don't want to come near masjid. They don't want to come near madrasa. They don't want to come near ijtima'at. They don't want to come near in front of those places where people are talking about the oneness of Allah tabarakah. They don't want to come close to those persons who are calling towards righteousness, towards neki ki da'wat. They don't want to. So viewers of Madani channel, as this moment you are watching, you are listening. You are hearing. You are seeing. Maybe you are involved in this type of sinful activities. Maybe daily you are spending 3 to 5 hours on watching movies. Maybe daily you are spending time on listening to songs. Maybe daily you are spending time in the clubs. Maybe daily you are spending time drinking alcohol, gambling, romantic novels, watching love stories, movies, etc. So actually we are drowned in the love of sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla give us the tawfiq and desire to do good deeds. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, from this story, we realize that this infatuated love, it destroys your iman. And sometimes people are spending their life like this. Children are born in this type of environment. How much difficulty for the children? How much of difficulty for the family? Because you use the wrong tools, wrong methods of search, you get the wrong result. If you use the right tools, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, you get the right result. If you use the proper means and the proper means of search, you find the proper result. Everything must be in the boundary of Islam, not outside Islam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, da'wat Islami muballighin, muballighat, Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, they are striving throughout the world to bring people towards the oneness of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala. Reminding them about the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, inviting them towards the spiritually uplifting environment, reminding them about khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarakhu ta'ala, reminding them about ishq-e nabi, ishq-e awliya. This is Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is following this great sunnah of anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Dawat Islami is following the sunnah of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Dawat Islami is following the commands of Rabb Allah tabarakhu ta'ala with the invitation towards goodness. Neki ki dawat. Alhamdulillah. Summa alhamdulillah. This is why today, mashallah, the message of Dawat Islami is throughout the world. So these cameras and views of Madani channel, you are watching. I hope not only you are watching with the physical eye, I hope you are watching with the inner eye, with the inner depth of your heart, so you can make a change. You don't feel shy to go towards goodness, because you don't feel shy to go towards badness. You don't feel shy to go towards neki ki dawat, goodness. You never be regretful about this. You always move towards it. I want to change. Oh Allah, first you make the niyat, Ya Allah, I want to change. Oh Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, like that person who changed his life, he committed so much of guna, almost committing suicide, tried to kill himself so many times. He took alcohol, he took drugs, every drug in the market. He's waiting for the death to arrive, but death never arrived. Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, special mercy arrived, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, today, his life is changed. Madina. Why? Because of the special mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Dawat Islami offers you the tools, the proper tools and proper means of search. You watch Madani channel. You read the books of our most beloved Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. Allah tabarak grant him a long life and good health. Inshallah azza wa jalla, if you have any difficulty, you go on to www.dawatislami.net and see how much tools Dawat Islami offers you to many departments for the solution of your problems and the solution of my problems, solution of the problems of the entire ummah. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein aye Dawat Islami teri doom mache ho. Amin bi jahi nabiyil amin. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.